If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Lash, 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 lash. And then when you're out with all the rugby boys, you get them to join in, and it goes like lash, 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 lash. And by that time, everyone in the bar is absolutely loving it, and they go lash, 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 lash. Lash, lash, and it's just such good chat.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Rigbiz Podcast, episode 4. My name is Freddie Claude, and calling the shots at 10, as always, is Mr. Archie Curzons.
That's what you've got to do at 10. You know, you've got to run the line. You've got to be able to communicate with the forwards, but also the backs. You are the pivot of the team. That's why no one else in the Clapham Falcons could do this podcast, because I've got the chat.
Right.
No, not just on the pitch, but also in business. I can get on with anyone and everyone from any walk of life. You know, obviously, I have some seriously good chat with people who are from public school background, but I can also get on really well with people who are from state school.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, for instance, I get on very well with the receptionist at Fitness First in Clapham Junction, and I'm pretty sure he didn't go to public school, but I'll give him his dues. He's in bloody good shape.
But why does it matter if they're in good shape? I mean, is that...
Well, I think, personally, I'm drawn to people who are in better shape than people who are, well, people who have let themselves go. I mean, I don't really have much chat with people who are sort of, I guess, a bit soggy.
Okay. Well, last week we were lucky enough to have Mr. Ollie Barkley on the show.
Yeah, oh, Barks.
He was incredible.
And Ollie B.
You guys were discussing the possibility...
Barkley.
Of going into some
he's a seriously good bloke.
Some sort of
we got on like a house on fire. I tell you,
yeah. You guys were discussing there, weren't you? Some sort of possibility of going into a property deal together.
Yes, yes, yes.
Has that made any progress this week?
Not this week. I have tried to reach out to him via email, dropped him a text, and tried to phone him. I've also tried to connect with him on LinkedIn, but I think he is very, very busy, which I am as well. So I think we're just trying to get to a point where we will sort of connect. And when we do, it'll be a meeting at the Ned, business as usual. And I'm looking forward to it. I think we will make a great duo. I mean, he'll probably have to sit in that 12 channel because I'll be at 10. But still, we will smash it.
We're talking about sitting in that 12 channel. Last week, you offered Mr. Owen Farrell some work experience. Did he take you up on that offer? Have you guys spoken this week?
No.
He seemed to have a vast improvement in his game against Scotland.
No, disappointingly, no one's come back to me from the Owen Farrell camp, which is a shame because I think it would benefit him massively. But, you know, hopefully after Six Nations, when he's got a bit of time to reflect, he will see sense and come join me in the city, and I will teach him about the city and the art of the deal. And it will be interesting. It certainly will be interesting because he'll have to take directions from me, Freddie.
Hmm.
You know, that's my domain.
Sure.
I'd be saying to him, listen, Owen, you know, on the pitch, we're equals. But in the city, you know, you listen to me. I'd probably say to him, listen, why don't you call me Andy or Daddy, and just watch me and learn. And after a week, he will benefit. And it won't just be him who benefits. It'll be the England rugby team that benefits.
Right, okay. Also,
so, Owen, if you're out there, please do get in contact. just slide into my DMs and we can arrange something. Happy to go for a coffee or lunch to discuss and then go from there and take it further.
Okay, awesome. Well, I'm sure he'll be in contact shortly.
Or Andy Farrell, you know, the coach of Ireland, if he wants to get in contact with me, because obviously he wants the best for his son. Maybe he doesn't now he's the Irish coach. I don't know.
Well, it's a conflicted world, isn't it? But what's not conflicted is the fact that you were trying to get your ergo time down last week in CrossFit. Has that been more successful than meeting up with Barkley?
Yeah, ergo update, guys. It's going seriously well.
Right.
I had my PB this week, but also had a successful meeting in the gym on Monday. So I take my team on Monday mornings to the gym near my office.
What, the whole of your office?
No, just my team, seven of us. And we do fitness and business, and we call it Rignus. And there's nothing like doing 100 kettlebell swings and talking about potential deals. It is such a rush. And I highly recommend to people out there in the city, go and do some exercise and think about business. You will have catastrophically good results. In fact, I've started taking my lunchtime calls while running on the treadmill. Yeah. And I'm seeing the benefits already.
Well, before we move on to the sports section to discuss the biggest sporting news from this week, I mean, I can't imagine how overjoyed you must have been when Jack Wills finally held and heard your call.
Freddie, it was sensational. It didn't just make my day, didn't just make my week, it made my Q1.
Wow, and that's a big statement.
As I thought, their chat was superb.
Yeah.
That's what I think you get when you work at Jack Wills or you're affiliated with Jack Wills. Anyone that wears it, works for it, knows it, pretty much has got great banter. And yeah, we're in discussions, and I think they're going to come on board eventually. While we're talking about it, get your guitar, because we should do our advert.
Mate, did you not read what they said?
Yes.
They were like, we're not interested, you know, thanks a lot, but we're not interested in you doing any more sponsorship.
Freddie, in the business world, you've got to read between the lines. Get your guitar. I've got a bloody good advert for it. All right, lad, you're off to Val d'Isère next week, hitting a bit of après-ski and off-piste. Well, you'll need a beanie. Why not get a Jack Wills beanie? You can put it on the back of your head with your hair showing at the front. Pretty cool look. Check out www.jackwills.com. I've actually got one of those beanies, and on the slopes, people know you mean business. And they love it at Brisky.
How do you judge a man when he walks into a room? Is it beanie or...?
Well, in business, I wouldn't wear a beanie. Because actually, when you do business, Freddie, they look at your hair, they check your watch and your shoes. So it's hair, watch, shoes. You get those three right, 90% of the time, you'll do a deal.
Now we're going to look at the big sporting stories to come out over the last week, and mostly coming out of Clapham. I'm guessing you boys weren't playing for the Falcons because of the break?
No, we had another week off due to Six Nations, so no semi-pro or pro teams really play during the Six Nations, so it's just a nice time to have a bit of recovery. We were back in training on Wednesday night, running a few new moves.
Nice.
One I'm developing, which is called the coronavirus. It's where I sort of pick it up at 10, and the whole back line run to the other side of the pitch, and I do a cross field kick, and they all try and catch it, and that looks like it's going to be quite useful for the second half of the season.
Oh, how insensitive.
It's deadly.
So you were going to come round mine to watch the rugger, but unfortunately my parents couldn't find the room in the house, so you couldn't make
it. Shame. That would have been good fun.
Oh, no, I'm sorry about that, mate. So where did you end up watching it, alone or were you?
No, I went to a mate's house, Badger. He's just bought a place in Clapham Old Town, doing bloody well. He works in shipping, went to Winchester School.
Nice.
His parents have got a bit of coin, and he's bought this lovely sort of three-bed place in Clapham Old Town. So I went there with the boys and had a bit of a triple B.
Triple B, what's that?
It's beers, banter, and brunch. And it was really good fun.
Ah, I thought it was triple C.
No, triple C is chassis, coin, and chat, which are the key ingredients to make it in the city.
Right,
But Triple B is more just social.
Right.
So really good fun, just with the boys, watched all the games. And it was just nice to watch an intimate setting and really get a good view of the game.
Right, so got pretty loose, I can imagine. How did Badger get his nickname, or is that his real name?
Badger, his actual real name's Hugo. But about 2 years ago, he lost his father in a car crash and had a bit of a mental breakdown. And from that, he got a grey strip through the middle of his hair. and hence why we call him the Badger. He didn't like it at first. He's still a bit iffy about it, but he's warming up to it. And the more I say it, I think the more he actually enjoys it.
God, poor fella. And you...
To be honest, the nickname's been good for him.
Yeah, well, yeah. Now you've got these weekends off. Are you enjoying the time just to sort of rest and recuperate, or are you wanting something a bit more?
Freddie, it's been great to have a bit of time away from the rugby pitch, to enjoy it as a fan. I don't always get that privilege. Looking at it, you know, I think next year I'll probably go off to Dubai for a bit of recovery, a bit of hot weather. Mm. I love Dubai. I mean, Dubai is like Clapham, really. If I didn't have my commitments to rugby here, I'd be living in Dubai. I mean, right. It is phenomenal out there. There's such good people. You won't find a bad bloke in Dubai. So I can imagine I'd probably move out there in the next sort of 20 years and start up a business. Fairly successful. I'm not too sure. I've got a few ideas, but it's definitely a kind of place where you can do very well. And it would suit me, the warm weather and just the nightlife.
As a semi-professional rugby guy, being around Badger's house and being able to actually properly see the screen for once and not being completely out of it,
yeah.
You had the chance to meticulously analyse the rugger.
I did, yeah.
What did you make of it?
Look, those conditions are difficult. Even for me, I'd find that difficult out there. Sure. I'm more of a player where I like to play on hard ground, blue skies, get the goose step going, opening up that gaps. In that weather, I still have the goose step, but I wouldn't be as quick, wouldn't be as agile, wouldn't be able to open up as many gaps.
Sure.
For the other players. In those conditions, I would pretty much rely on my chat. You know, I'd be going over to the forwards, slapping their bums, saying to Sinks or Udders or Cuzzy or Ludders or Genji and saying, listen, boys, it's soaking wet out here. Get the ball, put it in your arms, and let's get a job done. And I think, you know, I'd use my skills to motivate them to go and get more tries. And I think that's what would have actually happened if I'd been on the pitch.
You reckon you would have got a couple of more tries?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, they would have respected me enough that they want to impress me.
Talking about chat, I mean, that Genji situation was pretty incredible, didn't it?
Oh, his chat after the game was phenomenal. I actually see a lot of myself in Genji.
Really?
I think me and him would get on very well. And we're very similar. You know, when we get interviewed after a match, we really do speak our minds.
When would you ever get interviewed?
Normally after a game, I leave my mum a voice note and I'll be fairly brutal on my performance and the team's performance. Right. You know, I'll go around the change room. I'll say to like Simba, listen, you know, you've got to pass it when I'm on your outside shoulder.
Sure.
Or, you know, Blazers. I'll say Blazers, you know, that's it. You've got to be turning them over when they're coming into our half.
Right. Okay. And slightly different. But.
So, but yeah, but I speak my mind.
Sure.
And, you know, I really respect him. He's having a beer. You know, any rugby boy knows that, you know, one of the nice things to do after a game is have a pint.
Yeah, chops and pints.
After a big hard game, test match, you know, I'd probably enjoy chopping a few pints. So good on him. I think he's a real character. And hopefully, you know, we can get Genji on the podcast one day. And I reckon that'll break the internet.
Well, when I first applied to go on the AAA BBB CCC Archie Carson's lifestyle course, I was turned away because they weren't accepting mine at public schools, and fetties being one, I was not allowed. I suffered for 3 more years. But then Archie very kindly opened the doors to mine at public schools, and my life changed forever.
Hello, my name's Tom. I suffered seriously with a cocaine, prostitute, and gambling addiction for many years. And then I found out about Archie Curzon's AAA BBB CCC course. And I now live in a 3-bed in Bellum with my PA and 2 adopted children. Thanks, Arch.
I spent years walking the streets of Clapham trying to find a suitable husband. But between sugar broker and stock broker, I just couldn't find the one. Then I went on the AAA BBB CCC course, and Archie Curzon's changed my life. You're the best, Archie.
AAA BBB CCC, amplitude, aptitude, attitude, biz, banter, brand, chassis, coin, chat. Your life is about to be turned around for the better. It's that simple. Join us for our next meeting, March the 12th at Clapham Grand. Tickets are non-refundable. Archie Curzon's bears the right to not rock up due to prior commitments. You will still be charged a full price. You will also be pushed into the yearly membership without your saying so.
Our guest on the show today is the most exciting young talent in world cricket, averaging 61 in first-class cricket, and even more impressively, has a test average of 52, with 250s and a test 100 to his name already. More importantly, he's a Clapham resident and is often found scouting out the best brunch locations down the Northcote Road before retiring to one of Clapham's many magisterial Nash locations. He seems to be as happy executing a flawless cover drive against the world's best bowlers as he is chopping pints in the change rooms with his teammates. So, Ollie, welcome to the RigBiz podcast, and thank you for joining us.
Cheers, mate. Yeah, good to be here.
I must say, the last time I met you was in the urinals in a beach bar in Goole. The day before the Goole Test match in 2018, you were on my left, Folksy on my right. You just sadly found out that you weren't going to bat or be in the lineup because Moeen was going to play at three. Did you get on the lash that night to drown your sorrows on the beach?
I can't say I remember meeting you there, but I'm sure that did happen.
Yeah, it did.
But yeah, it was obviously a massive shame not to be playing that game. And unfortunately, I was on a plane next week to go play for the Lions because I wasn't actually going to play. But can't say we got on the lash that night, but I think we won the test. So I think the lash was pretty good at the end of the week.
We did win the test.
But Popey, just a quick question for me. What school did you go to?
I was actually at Cranley School.
Okay, so you've done pretty well considering you went to a minor public school. That's pretty good.
Minor public school?
Yeah.
I'm not sure what that is.
Oh, right. It's not your classic Eton or Harrow or Radley or Marlborough. Did you play those guys on the circuit?
Not a lot, actually. We sometimes had a few games against Eton, I think. Played them at cricket a few times. In my young days at rugby, I think we played Harrow a few times. But, yeah, not too much.
What position were you in rugby?
I was actually a number 10, quite like yourself.
Oh, yeah. I can actually imagine. I got to say, yeah. I actually see quite a lot of you in me. We both live in Clapham. We're both very well-known sports figures. And, you know, how do you deal with the attention? I mean, I'm used to it. I've had it for many years. But how do you deal with it?
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say, every now and again, especially in the Clapham area, you sort of... You get a few fans about, but I'm sure it's nothing like what you have to deal with day in, day out. But it's all good fun. We have a good chat. We have a good chat. Sometimes pose for the odd picture, but you've got to give time to these kind of people. I think, but yeah, I'm sure you've experienced it a lot more than myself.
I mean, Ollie, I have it not just in Clapham, but also in the city. That's the problem. You know, people know me not just for my sporting effort or my chat, but also, you know, my business acumen. So, it's interesting just to speak to a fellow Clapham celebrity. And I was actually going to have, I've got a business proposition for you because obviously I know that you live in Clapham and now know, you know, you're obviously doing very well in the cricket. And with that, you know, you're probably going to start earning some serious coin, probably not at the level I'm earning, but, you know, if you need help or assistance in knowing where to invest that money, or you want to go into maybe a property together, you know, I can help you.
That'd be awesome. I assume this property we'd keep it in Clapham, would we?
Yeah. Well, what I suggest is that maybe we could live together because we'd be able to. We'd obviously both be training. I mean, I obviously play rugby. You play cricket, but we could probably gym together. I could probably teach you a few things, weights, you know, and try to improve, you know, the chassis. And I don't know. You could probably. I mean, maybe agility. I could improve my agility. You probably have to be quite agile or have good reflexes. So if we live together, the benefits would be quite incredible.
Well, talking about being agile, Popey is, you know, one of the best short legs in world cricket.
Is he?
Yeah, he is. He's obviously part of the Surrey sort of golden generation of players. And talking to some other friends in the county cricket circuit, they said the Surrey boys are sort of, they've got a Surrey strut about them, a certain arrogance, which I love being a Brown Cap fan. But I was wondering, Popey, does anyone embody that better than Jay Dernbeck? Is he pretty loose on a night out?
I think he's a great example of it, but I really think he gets the balance right. He's obviously probably another big name around Clapham. He's got some great tats, got a great lid and a great chass.
Sure. So my kind of bloke.
He's sort of who I look up to massively. And yeah, he's great on a night out as well. He offers some really good chat.
Does Gareth Batty still come on nights out, or is he given sort of a curfew by the team? Because I can imagine if you're a single guy, I'm not sure, are you single, Popey, or not?
Yeah, I am single.
You're a single guy with a lot of coin.
Only way to be if you live in Clapham, and you know. I'm guessing you frequent Inferno's, Popey, or not?
I think I went there when I was about 18, yeah.
Okay, well, listen, we should get a date in the diary. You, me, and the boys, you bring the Surrey boys, and I'll bring the Falcons boys, and we'll meet up, and we can have a pretty decent night. I'll bring all my chat, and we'll have it out.
Well, Popey, talking about a big night out, what were the celebrations like after you guys won the championship a couple of years ago?
That was some pretty good celebrations. It was an amazing season, and the boys worked pretty hard to lift that trophy. And I think it was the first time in a while that we've been lucky enough to do that. So I think the boys really enjoyed it. We won the championship with a few weeks to go. So
what was the night out like there, Popey?
The night out was good, actually, really good.
Where was it?
I think we had a fines meeting at the middle of the Oval, which was good fun. And then, yeah, just had a few drinks in the changing room after.
I reckon I would have loved to have been there.
Popey, you had an incredible tour to South Africa. You were averaging 88. I mean, it's a really coming-of-age tour. It was an absolute honour to watch you play out there. Well done, sir. But I was wondering, you know, obviously in the evenings when you've had a tough day in the field, 90 overs in the sunshine, and you're watching, you know, Lash Banter, Archie's Instagram to switch off. Have you introduced any of the other England boys to Archie or not?
I can't say I have, actually, yet. I think it's yet to really get into that England side, but I think maybe after this, if they maybe have listened to the podcast, we can all get around it, and I think it would be a really good way to sort of get together after a long day in the field, like you said.
I think it would really benefit them to have, you know, a bit of exposure to me. I think it will only benefit them, really. You know, my chat and my insight will help anyone who's at the top of their sport.
Well, that's what I was thinking, Popey. Yeah. When you made your debut against India and you looked so good to start off, unfortunately, you couldn't resist playing with one outside off stump. But then did you seek advice from, you know, a higher echelon? Did you seek advice from Archie? Obviously, you've got sports therapists, but there's none better than Lash Banter, surely.
Unfortunately, yeah, I didn't at the time. I wasn't aware of him when I was nicking off outside off stump in that India series. I'm sure he would have given me some great advice, but he wasn't around at the time for me to speak to. We didn't have that kind of relationship, which is a massive shame, actually.
Well, I'd have just told you just to be yourself. Just remember the three C's in business: chassis, coin, and chat. And if you take that out into the field, you know, and you remember those three simple things, I think, you know, that will help you.
Right, I'll bear that in mind the next time I go through a slight dip in form.
Get it tattooed on you.
Popey, we always see you down the Northcote Road. You're either outside the Bolingbrook having a roast or you're outside Tamworth having brunch. Where are your top three places to go in Clapham? I mean, last summer during the World Cup, I saw that Joss Butler had moved into the neighbourhood. I was down at the Bobbin, if you know the pub, and he was there with his family. He had his baby in one arm. He was necking pints in the other. And this was a couple of days before a game, and fair play to him. He had a big smile on his face, and he said, "We're going to win the World Cup." And he was right. Where are your top three places to go out in Clapham?
Top three places in Clapham. For a few drinks, I love number 32.
Oh, yes,
I think it's
please.
A great spot.
Yes, please. Great,
the Northcote
great
pub,
chassis in there.
It's always busy in the Northcote, which is great. If you even fancy a quick lime and soda, if you're off it for a couple of nights. And then brunch-wise, I love Brew. It's really near my place, so I pop in there for a little bit of breakfast before training some days.
What are you doing Sunday? Maybe we could hit you know, a couple of egg whites on toast.
Yeah, I think I've got plans on Sunday, actually.
Okay, well, let me know any Sunday. I'll be around and we can chat. We can definitely talk about moving in, maybe later in the year. Summer wise that works for me.
Right, summer. Okay.
Are you looking forward to the upcoming Sri Lanka tour, mate?
Absolutely. I mean, I've like you said, we spent a bit of time there together last time
in the urinal,
about a year and a half ago.
Sure.
Yeah, in the urinal. So hopefully I'll get a go this time. Are you coming out for this
well,
series?
Mate, unfortunately, having done South Africa and Sri Lanka, it's just a bit too much for me. You know, I'm not on the same kind of coin you are. But one thing I do want to ask you, Popes, is why are cricketers not single? Do you know what I mean? Why would you be in a relationship when you're going to South Africa or Australia, all the most beautiful places in the world?
When am I get up here?
You're getting paid an unbearable amount of coin. And, you know, you're also allowed to be social in cricket. You can still go on the lash and get a bit loose. So why would you want to be tied up?
Look, it's easy for us to say living in Clapham. But for a lot of the guys, they live up north and they're away for a lot of the time as well. So I guess it's nice for them to have a bit of family time as well, rather than just sit and play on your Xbox while you're on tour for two months in somewhere like India. So I guess it's nice for them to have a bit of family time. But yeah, unfortunately, some of us aren't blessed with that, I guess.
Popey, I've only got one question that I was quite interested to know. Is obviously you play at Surrey and KP used to play for Surrey. Were you ever around when he was playing? Because a lot of people say I'm very much like KP. You know, a few of the guys that come from Falklands call me KP sometimes.
Well, why is that? I do know him. Yeah, I played a few games with him. Why do they call you KP?
Just because, about 2 years ago, I went on holidaying to South Africa and I picked up a bit of the accent. And I just was a bit, we had a match against Putney Pirates, actually, and I was a bit arrogant, and they gave me the nickname KP just because, you know, I was telling people what to do, and I was pretty self-assured of myself, so that's where the nickname came around. But good guy to play with?
Great guy to play with. He's good to learn off, and yeah, he was an amazing player as well, actually. He was commentating on the recent series in South Africa, so got to know him a little bit more out there as well. But yeah, good guy, and I'm sure there's a lot of similarities.
Yeah, no, I should try and link up a meal with him at the Ned or something. He'd be someone good to sort of, maybe I could get him to replace Freddie on the pod. I'm not too sure.
No, he'd definitely be keen for that. I'm sure that's right up his street.
Well, we can talk about that over brunch.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Well, Popey, thank you so much for coming on, mate. Where are you off to for supper tonight?
Just off to the Northcote, actually.
All right.
Just a bit of a pub feed, which will be nice. But yeah, should it be a bit of atmosphere there, and yeah, nice to get out of the house.
Well, mate, thank you so much for coming.
I could probably make it down if you want.
Nah, I think I'm all right.
Okay.
Well, Popey, thank you so much for coming on. I did have one final question before you go. Do you know where I can get a GM round here?
A GM?
They call me Jumar Sangakkara. I'm the only Jew in South London who plays cricket.
Yeah, if you need a GM, I know a guy who can give you a GM.
Okay, well, maybe message me after this one, Popey. Thank you so much for coming on.
Absolutely. No, it's a pleasure.
So now we're going to look at the big business news to come out over the last week, and none bigger than the news which broke today, the big news about HS2 going ahead. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think it's interesting. It's definitely a good move from Bojo. Slightly disappointed that they're thinking about going up to the northern part of England. Personally, I think they should be looking at doing a direct line from Clapham Junction to Bank. I think having that direct line would have a really good effect on the city. And I think that's something I could definitely go and get.
Really?
Yeah. I think business is really very, very simple when you break it down. It's right. All really done in the handshake.
Okay. So what was the trick to the right handshake? Is there a trick?
Yeah, of course. It's very, very simple. It's right hand out, firm squeeze, look in the eye, the left hand's out as well, showing your watch, and you just start the conversation with, "Hi, I hope you're well." If you do that in one fell swoop, you're pretty likely to get it over the line.
Okay. And the other big news...
My handshake is known in the city.
The other big news to come out this week, of course, was the news that Philip Schofield mustered up the courage, which was beautiful to come out and say that he is an openly gay man. Your thoughts on that, Arch?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty special. And it really had an effect on me, I've got to be honest. You know, I was out in the Sun pub on Saturday after watching the rugby at Badgers. And for the first time, I felt like I really wanted a glass of wine. And normally when I'm out with the boys, you know, I'd stick to the beers or vodka lime and soda water. But I thought, no. You know, Philip Schofield's been brave. I'm going to be brave. And I went and got a small glass of red wine. And I felt really good about it. And that's down to Philip coming out. So, Philip, we're with you 100%.
So moving on to a section which we didn't have time to fit into last week, but it's a very important section. A lot of the listeners have been going, you know, please, we need Archie's advice. And that is revolving around the world of dating. Have you been dating? Have you been out? Is there a good place to go? What's new? What's hot?
Yeah, I think my tip this week is for people who are doing weekend dates, day dates especially, I'd really look into Megan's in Clapham Old Town.
Sure.
Really, really good place to take a potential lover. The eggs they do there are phenomenal, and the way they cook their avocado is to die for. They cater for the athlete. You know, if you want extra egg whites or you want an extra side of sweet potato, they will go the extra mile. And also, which is really nice, it is full of women.
Right, so if the date doesn't go well, you've got a secondary option.
It can be a bit of a distraction, but yeah, I mean, if it doesn't go well, you can stick around and see what else is there, pick up some scraps.
So there are times you've walked in with one girl and walked out with another.
Look, I don't kiss and tell, but yeah.
So now a slightly different way to finish the podcast than normal. And we've asked our listeners to send in why they should get shout outs from the magician himself, Lash Banter, Mr. Archie Cousins.
Yeah, and I got to say, I've had a lot of people get in contact.
I can imagine.
There's some seriously good chat. There's also some awful banter. I've had to remove a few people from following me. First, I'll start with a guy called Wiley2504. Looks like a really good guy. And he wanted me to give him a shout out. He's single and desperate for some rugby puss. Good luck with that, mate.
What is
just keep doing
puss?
What you're doing.
Good.
Another one here is from James C. Bradley. Looks like he loves ruggers and the gym. And he said to shout out the Kelso boys of Leeds. We love the Lash, but not as much as Lash loves us. We should organise a night out. That sounds good. I've never been to Leeds. Actually, I don't really fancy going to Leeds, if I'm being honest. It's quite far away from Clapham. But good luck, guys. Keep going. Another one here is, I took my boss's job, and he's a hockey player. Mate, Simon Cornwell, in my estimation, you're a bloody good lad. Anything that takes away from a hockey boy, you're up there, mate. David, this is a bloody good one. This is a big shout-out to a guy called David Duncan, who broke two fingers playing rugby this Saturday, but still managed to take a girl home from Inferno's and seal the deal. David Duncan, you're the big shout out this week. Well done, sir.
So before we finish off the podcast, if you've enjoyed it, please give us a good rating on the apps you listen to it, whether it's Spotify, Google, Apple Pods, whatever it is. It really helps us out. And also, if you could leave a comment.
Because we do want to make money from this eventually.
Yeah.
You
know. And that
I'm doing this to make some seriously good coin.
And also,
Jack Wills, please do get in contact.
And also, if you could leave
a seal that sponsorship.
And also, if you could leave a comment, that would be absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, just leave some really good banter. A few guys have left some really good comments, and a few haven't, and we know who you are.
So share the podcast with friends, keep listening, and lots of love. Have a good one, say so.
Yeah, guys, have a good weekend. Enjoy. No Six Nations.
We'd like to announce that in a couple of Sundays' time, on Sunday the 23rd of February, which actually happens to be my birthday, Archie.
Okay, what are we doing?
We are doing a 5K run. We're going to organise a 5K run around Clapham Common to raise funds for Michael Fetialofa, the Worcester forward, the lock, who had a shocking injury and has been in intensive care. And so we will be doing a 5K run. It's £10 to enter.
Yeah, and go to the GoFund page. I'll be there. I'll bring a pill and we'll chuck that round. And hopefully we can have a quite good banter, maybe grab a coffee afterwards.
Yeah.
And for those who want some advice in terms of business or gym, you know, I'll be around for sort of half an hour afterwards to answer all your questions.
Awesome. Well, so just go to the GoFundMe page.
I'll probably be quite hungover because it was a Sunday and I'd imagine I'd been out, but especially if we won. But yeah, I'll still be on cracking form. And anything to help a fellow guy in the rugby community. So yeah, £10 is nothing really for my time.
No. Well, you're giving a lot more than that, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
Yeah. So go to the GoFundMe page.
See what my bonus is, but yeah.
Go to the GoFundMe page, which will be in.
Because I'm trying to put a deposit down for a house, Fred.
Well, of course.
So I'm not gonna be silly with it.
No.
But I obviously put more than £10. I can afford that.
Of course. Well, if we put down...
But not as much as 1,000 fans. That's
no, that's
stupid.
Silly. That's silly. Yeah. I mean, we love fellow professionals, but come on.
Yeah.
Lash. And then when you're out with all the rugby boys, you get them to join in, and it goes like, lash. And by that time, everyone in the bar is absolutely loving it, and they go, lash. And it's just such good chat.